With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Arizona takes center stage in the national abortion debate after the state Supreme Court ruled that the state may enforce a strict abortion ban on the books since 1864.
The ruling has Democrats hoping to strike fear in the hearts of American voters that GOP victories in November will translate into new abortion restrictions, both at the state and federal levels. Vice President Kamala Harris will echo that message when she pays a visit to Arizona on Friday. In the past, Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake has praised the 1864 law, but following the court's decision, she's now calling on the governor and state lawmakers to replace it with a more moderate alternative. Bob Agner reporting.
Articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas will not arrive at the Senate until next week. The House has delayed sending them there in order to give Senate Republicans additional time to argue for a trial, given that Senate Democrats are expected to move quickly to quash the matter. Also at SRNNews.com, Japan's prime minister is in Washington for an official visit at the White House.
The U.S. and Japan are solid allies and both share concerns about communist China. But today's talks between President Biden and Prime Minister Kishida come at a rare moment of public difference between the two nations. Last month, the president announced that he opposed the planned sale of Pittsburgh-based U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Death to America, a chant that frequently echoes across the streets and the squares of Tehran, and it was recently heard during a big pro-Hamas rally in this country, the streets of Dearborn, Michigan. More rhetoric from Iran's supreme leader, again vowing retaliation for an attack on Iran's consulate in Syria, an attack that Tehran blames on Israel. The Dow futures up 64 points, and this is SRN News. A new study addresses why Americans are quitting religion.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, two-thirds of people who have abandoned faith of any kind say they did so because they just don't believe anymore. About half of those who have chosen to become religiously unaffiliated also say they had a problem with biblical teaching on homosexuality, pledging their allegiance to the LGBT agenda over faith. Religiously unaffiliated people are about 26% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics announcing a policy that bans males from competing against females. The NAIA is a governing body for mostly small colleges, covering about 83,000 athletes across the country. The league's Council of Presidents approved the policy in a unanimous vote. A statement from the NAIA notes that all sports include some combination of strength, speed, and stamina, providing competitive advantages for male student athletes. SRN News. California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness over the past 5 years, but it failed to keep track of whether it actually worked.
The audit attempts to assess how effective the state and municipalities have been spending billions of dollars to address the ongoing homelessness crisis in California. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California, which would amount to roughly 30% of all the homeless people in the U.S. Despite the billions in spending, the problem is not improving in many cities. Among other things, the report found the California Interagency Council on Homelessness stopped tracking data related to five initiatives in 2021, despite the continuous state funding. Keith Peters reporting.
The EPA finalizing strict limits on certain so-called forever chemicals in drinking water, requiring utilities to reduce them to the lowest level at which they can be reliably measured. SRNNews.com.